And as Dick Whittington stood on top of the hill, he heard the bell say, ding dong, ding dong. Well, mind where you swing your plastic duck, Albert. Ding dong, ding dong. Oi, careful. And as the bell sounded, Dick thought he heard them say, look, will you stop hitting me with that plastic duck?
Dong, dong. All right, Dada.
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale and featuring Pat Coombs, with special guests Michael Robbins, Diana King, David Ryle, John Arnott, and Penelope Reynolds. Isn't medical science wonderful? Ask any doctor anything and they can help you. Brian Archer once asked his doctor what he should do for a splinter in his thumb, and his doctor said, rub it on a rough piece of wood. Right now, he and his baby son, Albert, are poking Brian's nose into a hospital.
Is Mr. Archer here?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, good. The doctor will see you now.
Thanks. Come on, Albert. Afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon. Take a seat, will you?
Thanks.
And what's your name then, Diddums?
Brian Archer.
Hello, Brian. And how old are you?
Twenty-eight,
eh? He doesn't look it.
No. I'm Brian Archer. This is my son, Albert.
Oh! You had me worried there for a minute.
Well, look.
Let's have a look at your notes. Let's see, yes, yeah. Here we are. Now, you're waiting for a hernia operation, aren't you, Mr. Archer?
A nose operation, actually, to help me breathe.
Ah, yes. You can't read my own writing. Got to make sure you're the right way round on the table, eh?
Yeah.
You look worried.
Look, there's no chance of anything going wrong, is there?
Good heavens, no. Stories like that are just malicious rumours.
Oh, that's a relief.
Put about by people who've had the wrong bit removed. Now, let's see our schedule.
Actually, I don't mind if you can't fit me in just yet. I mean, after all, I have been waiting for a year.
Nonsense. In fact, today is your lucky day.
It is?
Yes, we can fit you in next Thursday.
Oh.
You'd better come in on Wednesday so we can get things ready.
What sort of things?
Well, make sure you're there, for one thing. Can't have you sneaking off, can we? Yes. You know, I'm looking forward to doing your nose.
You're doing the operation?
That's right.
What, you personally?
Yes. Haven't done a nose job for so long, I'd almost forgotten where it is.
Well, it's halfway up my face. Look, I don't mind waiting a bit longer.
No. We'll see you Wednesday, all right?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, you see, I've got to get someone to look after Albert while I'm in here, and it's difficult.
What about your wife?
I'm not married.
How about your parents?
Yeah, they're married.
To look after your son.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I expect they will.
Good. Till Wednesday, then. And it's noses to the grindstone, eh?
Yes, thank you. Come on, Albert. We'd better go and see your gran and granddad.
Oh, gran and granddad.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hello, Mum.
Well, come in, then. Here, how's little Albert?
Shh. He went to sleep on the way here.
Ah, little pet.
Where's Dad?
He's gone.
Gone? Where?
Just put on his coat and went.
Did he say why?
Not a single word.
Oh, Mum.
Of course, it could be your uncle.
Hey?
My stepbrother, Eric. He's turned up to stay for a couple of days.
Oh, no.
Aye.
Not Uncle Eric.
You know, him and your dad have never got on. Not since our wedding night when Eric put a whoopee cushion in our bed.
Well, look, Mum, I won't stay if you don't...
No. If it isn't Brian and little Albert.
Hello, Uncle Eric.
Got a good harvest from your wild oats there, eh? Here. Did you hear the news? Atom bomb fell on Luton this morning. Did nearly 14 quid's worth of damage.
How are you, Uncle Eric?
Oh, full of good cheer, as usual. How are you?
I'm going into hospital.
Whatever for, Bri?
Yeah, that reminds me. There are these two men in hospital. One says to the other, I see they brought in a case of measles this morning. And the other one says, I hope it tastes better than their lemonade.
It's very lively, your Uncle Eric.
Yeah, a bundle of fun.
When are you going into hospital, Bri?
I was in hospital once. Bloke next to me said he was in to have a foot off, and I said...
It's me nose, Mum.
No, I didn't. I said...
Our Brian means that's why he's going in.
Hey?
Muta, can't breathe.
I'll open the window.
Oh, Brian, please let him do you. Just think, you'll be able to smell at last.
All right, you'll have to start washing now.
Anyway, what I've come to ask, Mum, is will you and Dad look after Albert while I'm in hospital?
Of course we will.
It'll only be for 3 days.
Oh, that is what you say now.
What do you mean?
I mean, what about after, then?
Well, I'll come out, breathing.
Yeah, but say you don't.
Well, I'll go back and ask him to take the cotton wool out.
Cotton wool? Here, that's a good one. Here, give us a pound note and a pen, and I'll make a note of it. No, seriously. Say you don't come out at all. Say something happens, something unexpected, something unforeseen.
Like what?
Say you die under the anaesthetic. I mean, what happens to Albert then?
Well, die? Why should I die?
Well, you know what these National Health surgeons are like, don't you? I mean, half of them are trained at Smithfield Market.
But what are you talking about?
Well, you never know, do you?
Oh, your uncle might be right, Brian. I read it in the paper. They're paid on a bonus.
That's right. The more they chop, the more they earn.
Look, I'm only going in for me nose. That's safe enough.
Yeah, but they still put you under, don't they?
I suppose so.
Well, there you are then. I mean, I know a bit about it, mate. I was in the medical profession, you know.
I didn't know that,
Eric. Oh, yes.
Well, what did you do then?
I was a grave digger. Now then. Listen to me, Brian. Take my advice. Think about Albert's future. I mean, how does he stand at the moment?
By holding on to something.
No. I mean, he is not legitimate, is he? Poor little Barlam.
Well, so what?
Well, by law, he's not your next of kin. He don't inherit. I mean, I know about these things. I was once turned down for jury service. I mean, you ought to think about what'll happen to Albert if you snuff it.
But Brian's not going to snuff it, are you, Brian?
Yeah, of course not.
But if he did...
Well, me and Fred will look after him, of course.
Yes, but...
Here, hang on. I'm not dead yet.
Not yet, mate, no. But what I'm saying is, are you prepared for the worst? If it did happen, which we hope it won't, but if it did...
What?
Well, have you drawn up a will to make him an heir?
Oh, aye, Albert would love that, with long floppy ears.
Not that sort of heir. Oh. Well, I mean, have you? Have you made a will?
No. Anyway, I ain't got a solicitor.
Well, you don't need one. Bank will do it for you.
Look, all this talk. Look, I'm not going to die.
Oh, well, please yourself. But you'll remember what I said if you wake up and find yourself dead, won't you? Poor little Albert.
Your Uncle Eric's right, Brian.
Now, you're just trying to scare me, aren't you? I mean, there's nothing to worry about. I'll be all right, I know I will. Won't I? Morning, Mr. Benson.
Morning, Mr. Archer. And you, Master Archer.
I wonder if you've got a minute. It's about a matter of life or death.
No.
It's genuine.
You're going to ask me for another loan, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Promise. Don't we, Albert?
No, where do you owe, Dad?
I know. It's a trick to get me to raise your overdraft limit.
No, honest, I'm not after money.
You haven't come to pay off your overdraft?
Well, not exactly. Why, is the bank in trouble? I mean, if you're short of a few bob, I can always help you out.
We are not short of a few bob.
Oh, that's a relief. I mean, if you go, what happens to the rest of the economy? As it is, you can't get into pawn shops for the aristocracy pawning the tiaras.
Mr. Archer, please.
It's the interest rate you lot charge that's done it, you know. I mean, have you seen the suicide rate recently? You can't walk the streets not without someone dropping on you from 4 floors up. They're all financial debtors, aren't they?
The matter of life or death, Mr. Archer.
Oh, can we go into your office?
Why?
It's private.
This isn't another hold-up attempt, is it?
I never attempted to hold this bank up.
I recall one occasion a few weeks ago.
Oh, that. No, that was a mistake. No, when I said, put your hands up, I was talking to Albert because I couldn't get his gloves on.
You were seen to brandish a weapon.
That was a banana I pulled out of my pocket.
All I know is six people screamed, the alarms went off, the door shut automatically, and we had half the Metropolitan Police Force parachuting onto the roof from a helicopter.
I promise you, no hold-ups. Yes, we have no bananas.
No, silly.
He's unarmed as well.
Very well. Come in. Take a seat.
Thank you.
Now, this matter of life or death.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes.
Well,
it's like this. My nose keeps getting blocked up.
Your nose?
That's right.
This is another of your jokes. You're going to ask me if I've got any old pound notes so you can use them as tissues.
No, I'm not. No, you don't understand. You see, I'm worried that I'm going to die because of it.
Die? With your nose?
Well, I can hardly die without it.
I mean that your nose will be the cause of your demise.
Yeah. I'd better explain.
I would be most interested.
Yeah, you see, I'm going in for an operation on it, to have a bit of bone removed. And you know what hospitals are like. Go in for your tonsils and they have your foot off, you know. So I was thinking, what will happen if it goes wrong for me?
Possibly if you wrote on your nose, this is the bit to be operated on, it should be perfectly all right.
No. I mean the anaesthetic. I mean, say I die under it.
Oh, I see.
And as Albert is, as you know, I'm not married. I want to make sure he's provided for. Mm. That he gets all my worldly goods.
What worldly goods?
Well, there's my bank account.
What bank account?
How does my account stand, then?
It doesn't, Mr. Archer. It sort of sags against the wall.
Oh, well, by the time my personal effects have been disposed of, there'll be some cash in hand.
What personal effects?
Well, there's my Buddy Ollie records. With all this nostalgia boom, they must be worth a few bob.
Do you have any insurance?
No. Gave that lock up after I read the small print on the last one I took out. It only paid out if you died of mumps while riding on an elephant south down Camden High Street on Sundays. It's cunning, that. Camden High Street's one way, northwards.
Why? Premium bond?
Nope.
Stocks and shares?
No.
Mr. Archer, I can hardly foresee any major legal battles over your estate.
No, it's Albert's future I'm worried about.
I can understand that. And if you would be advised by me...
Please.
The first thing to do is to appoint a guardian for him, someone who can bring him up in the way he's used to.
Yes.
Or on second thoughts, perhaps not. Have you anyone you would trust to bring Albert up?
Well, there's my mum and dad.
Then you'll have to... Mr. Archer, what is your son doing to my desk?
Albert, don't do that. You'll get splinters in your teeth.
Mr. Archer, I couldn't persuade you to take your overdraft somewhere else, could I?
Oh, I couldn't do that. That would be disloyal.
Yes.
Sorry about Albert. It's these new teeth, you know, he's got coming through.
When my wife had her new teeth, she didn't come in here and chew the corner of my desk.
There's no answer to that. Come on, Albert. Let's go home and break open a rusk. Goodbye, Mr. Benson. Teeth still hurting, Albert. Let's pop into this chemist and get some teething ointment. How about that, eh?
You never see anything like it. Next minute, he was all over me.
No.
And on the new settee as well.
No.
All wet and slobbery. Well, that was it. Never again. I had to put him back in the outside kennel.
Well, I never.
Excuse me.
Yes? What is it?
Could I have
shoo! A packet of tissues?
No, a jar of teething ointment. For him.
Oh, poor little lamb. Here you are. That'll be £30. Oh, you need something for that cold.
No, it's not a cold. It's my nose. Can't breathe properly.
You ought to get it seen too?
Yeah, I am. I'm going in for an operation on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, at the clinic.
Oh, you're not.
Well, yeah, I am.
Not the clinic. Oh, you poor soul.
Why?
Well, my brother was in there.
Oh?
Yes. He went in for his foot and, well, I think it's terrible what he said.
Well, go on, what did he say?
Well, you'll never believe this, but...
Yeah?
Well, do you know, they can only get BBC One on their telly.
Come on, Albert. Let's try walking again. Left, right. That's it. Yeah, go on. You just keep going. That's it. Left. 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 There's something wrong somewhere. Oh, wonder who that is. Hang on, Albert.
Hello, hello, hello.
Uncle Eric.
I know what you're thinking. What a pleasant surprise. Now then, Bron, you know me.
Yeah,
I am not a man to poke his nose into other people's business.
Well...
I normally sit back quietly, not saying a word, minding my own business. Now, you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
But I can't hold it in any longer. The time has come for me to speak.
Right.
Mind you, that doesn't mean it can't be said with suitable delicacy and tact.
No.
So... if you should snuff it on Thursday, think of your mother.
Eh?
What she said about her and Fred looking after Albert, it is not on.
No?
It is not on. It is off.
No, but she said she...
No, ignore what she said. I mean no disrespect to my sister, but she is thick as two planks. Have you asked yourself, how can she look after Albert all the time? I mean, look at her back.
Yeah.
And then there's your dad's legs. I mean, it's not fair to them. And what about Albert?
What about Albert?
Have you thought of him brought up in those flats without a garden?
Well, they've got a very big window box.
It'll stunt his growth. No, if you're honest with yourself, Brian, you'd see that it is not on.
But, well, who'd look after Albert if they didn't?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about that, and I've got the answer.
You have?
Yes. His other grandparents, Rose's family. What's their name? Paderewski.
Smith.
Oh, that's it, Smith. Now, they have got the garden. And in Walthamstow, too. Nice area, Walthamstow.
No. I think I'd rather leave it. You know, I mean, after all, I haven't seen Rose's parents since before Albert was born.
I knew you'd say that. You see, Brian, your trouble is you are shy.
Me? Shy?
Yeah, always backwards in coming forwards. Afraid to broach the subject.
No, it's not that so much. It's, Well, last time I saw him, her dad threw a coal bucket at me.
Oh. Well, in that case, you leave him to me, Brian.
To you?
I shall go and see them. Explain the old situation with suitable delicacy and tact.
No, you can't.
Well, that's better. I knew you'd want to go. I'll come with you, though.
No, I'd rather leave you.
Oh, you want to go on your own? Well, I understand. I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll see you to the station, just in case you change your mind. Is Albert ready?
No.
Right, let's be off, then.
Come. Wait, bye-bye.
Yeah, come on, Albert. Your daddy's taking you on an underground chuff-chuff. Yeah, that reminds me.
What?
Did I tell you one about the woodpecker, the parrot and this chuff-chuff?
No.
We'll get your coat on. I'll tell you on the way to the station.
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Smith.
Yes?
Do you remember me? Brian Archer?
Goodbye.
Oh, she did remember me. Oh, well, I've tried. Come on, Albert. Oh, no. That'll bring Uncle Eric up here. No, we'd better have another go. Hello, me again.
Alf?
Yeah?
It's that long-haired git who got our Rose into trouble.
Oh, who is it?
What do you want?
Just paying a visit, you know.
So, it's you, is it?
Ah, Mr. Smith, long time no see. You're looking fit. Very fit. Are those muscles new?
You've got a nerve.
No, well, what I meant was, look, you haven't heard from Rose recently, have you?
Don't mention that person's name to me. She brought disgrace to this house.
Oh, baby, don't worry.
Who's this, then?
Say hello to your granddad and grandma, Albert.
Him? No, bump.
That's Rose's baby?
Yes.
Our little grandson?
Yes.
Well, I never.
Well, don't just stand there. You better bring him in.
Well, see, so there it is. Come next Thursday, I might be dead.
Serve you right, ruining our Rose like that.
Well, be fair. He might have been our son-in-law if he'd married Rose.
Yeah, and I might have been King of England if I'd been born in Buckingham Palace. You cannot get away from the fact that he'd done it.
Well, not on me own. Rose was with me.
And the lad has got nice eyes.
That's very kind of you.
The baby. Our grandson.
Yeah, he's an intelligent-looking lad.
He takes after our Rose.
Cooey, Albert. No, I expect that intelligence is me coming out in him.
You're the only person I know who ever went to a mind reader and got a refund. Any brains he's got are mine.
I wonder where you left them.
And you, Brian Archer. Why haven't you been to see us before?
Well,
because I'd have beaten his head in, that's why.
Well, yes, now you come to mention it. By the way, have you heard from Rose?
Well, no. Last year we heard. We got a postcard with a picture of Birmingham on it.
Oh, so she went to Birmingham.
It was postmarked Carlisle.
Alf was going up to Carlisle to look for her.
Yeah, but what with one thing and another, I never got round to it.
And West Ham was playing at home that weekend.
Getting back to Albert, you know, if I should, you know...
Hand in your dinner pail.
Yeah. Will you look after Albert?
Of course we will. And we'll find Rose for him as well. Won't you, Alf?
Me? Well, I mean Carlisle. You'd think she'd run away somewhere near her, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, thanks. That's a load off my mind. Even though I know he'll miss me, you know, if I go. Won't you, Albert?
Right.
Stow me! He's eating those grapes we keep for looking at. We'll have to watch Albert O'Brien's funeral. He'll be eating all the reeds.
Enjoying your dinner, Albert? Well, this is it, Albert. Our last night together. Maybe. Tomorrow you go to your Granny Archer and I go into hospital. Into the unknown. No, I'll not forget to give your Gran your teddy bear. Look, I know this is difficult for you to understand, but... Look, do you mind holding your chopper still for a minute? I'm making me big speech. Well, look. All I want to say is, if anything happens to me, stop and think now and again. Remember, I was your father.
Wake up, Mr. Archer. Wake up.
Where am I?
Mr. Archer.
Is this heaven?
What?
It's not very well decorated, is it?
You're back on the ward.
The ward? Oh, then the operation was...
Perfect. The surgeon only removed a little bit.
Where from?
The bone of your nose, of course.
Oh, thank heavens for that. And I'm not dead?
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to give a medical opinion. Now, do you think you feel ready to receive visitors? They've been waiting for you to come round.
Who is it?
Hello. How's your Uta? Give us an onk.
Oh, no. No, it's all right, Albert. I'm not blaming you.
Your mum couldn't come, so I said I'd come down and cheer you up. Here, reminds me. You heard the one about the two nurses. First one says, doesn't that new doctor dress well? And the second one says, Yes, and quickly. You get it?
Nurse, can I have a bottle, please?
Oh, you ought to feel well enough to walk there.
Yeah, I know, but I want to hit him with it.
What a sense of humour. Hey, it reminds me. There was a Brazilian, a Tibetan, and a one-legged giraffe.
Hang on, Uncle Eric. Nurse, have you got any spare anaesthetic?
Oh, Dad, fine.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer and Pat Coombs as his mum. Also this week, Michael Robbins featured as Uncle Eric, Diana King as Mrs. Smith, David Ryle as Mr. Smith, John Arnott as Mr. Benson, the bank manager, and Penelope Reynolds as the nurse. Oh, yes. And trying to sing the incidental music, Albert. That was Pat Coombs. Aforementioned incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.